was immediately filled by another prisoner who exclaimed, "I don't know who was here before me, but I love what she's done with the place." Have a great March 4th. The greatest day ever.
Yes!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Footage of a brutal crackdown on protests against a coup in Myanmar unleashed outrage and calls for a stronger international response Thursday, a day after 38 people were killed. Video showed security forces shooting a person at point-blank range and chasing down and savagely beating demonstrators. Despite the shocking violence the day before, protesters returned to the streets Thursday to denounce the military's February 1st takeover and were met again with tear gas. The international response to the coup has so far been fitful, but a flood of videos shared online showing security forces brutally targeting protesters and other civilians led to calls for more action. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 345 points, the NASDAQ lower by 274, the S&P declined 51,
it's my fault.
Oil up to $63.83 a barrel. This is SRN News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Governor Ivy.
Turn around. Every now and then I go out shopping for groceries, but when I get to the store, turn around. Every now and then I just forget that I need a mask if they're gonna let me in the door.
Turn around.
Every now and then I gotta go back and get it, even though I don't have a lot of time.
Turn around.
You have to get to the front door of a building, realize I need a mask to go back in, run back to your car, run back to the building and go in. Just five more weeks. And I'm sorry, yesterday it was Breitbart News that said Alabama was joining Texas and Mississippi. You know, the problem, we were talking about this during the break, there are illegals they are testing who come over the border and have the damn disease, and they're sending them out into the public. What kind of policy is that? God, the ignorance is beyond calculable. Crawdaddy there.
Yeah, live report from Bizarro Land.
Yeah.
You know, Fort Detrick is up in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that that might be where something got loose or sent over to be looked at somewhere else, more likely. And then it got loose. But I think that this all began at Fort Detrick. And I looked up Detrick, and the CDC had some inspection notes, quote, systematically failed to ensure implementation of biosafety and containment procedures commensurate with the risks, unquote. And that's regarding Fort Detrick. This was over a year ago. And I have a feeling that's probably what happened, is a little thing got shipped off to be looked at somewhere else, and then they screwed up. But like you were saying, it's out there now.
Yeah. Who knows? We'll never hear the truth about it. You know?
We'll never. No, we'll never hear the truth on it. We'll find out what happened to Hoffa and Kennedy before we find out what happened with it.
Well, we know where Hoffa is now.
He's in a 55-gallon. No, he wasn't. They melted him down. No, they didn't. Buried him in concrete.
He's in a drum, and he's in New Jersey, and he's under a big, tall bridge. This, according to the son of the mobster who participated in the killing and burial of Hoffa.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
And they know where to dig, and if they get permission to dig, they'll probably find whatever might be in that drum.
Rick, I want to ask you a question. What's your take on extraterrestrials, just, you know, from your personal opinion?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I find it interesting that suddenly even our military, they seem to be preparing us for the unexplained, you know, these crafts and things that are releasing video. They seem to be moving in a direction.
Having parts that they're looking at, trying to retroactively, that's not the right word.
Yeah, they're bringing us up to speed on stuff they've done decades ago.
Yeah. Exactly, and they're being kind of open about it a little bit at a time.
Yep.
We shall see. Crudnet, I appreciate the call. Thank you, my friend. We've got local news coming up here at 5:06.
Askew with Alabama News Network. Alabama lawmakers have rejected legislation that would give cities and counties the opportunity to take down Confederate monuments and relocate them elsewhere. An Alabama House committee did not advance the bill that would revise 2017 Alabama Memorial Preservation Act. Governor Ivey's mask mandate has been extended until April 9th for the last time. She says she will not extend it after that date. She also says the seating limits at restaurant tables are now lifted, along with allowing a maximum number of 2 visitors to nursing homes and hospitals. Senior citizen centers can allow outdoor gatherings. Summer camps are allowed to open. This Saturday, the Montgomery Biscuits are hosting a kickball tournament to benefit the Brantwood Children's Home in Montgomery. Masks are required, as well as temperature checks. The tournament kicks off Saturday at 10 a.m. For ticket information, go to alabamanews.net. I'm Alice Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that, because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Nothing goes with Rich Thomas Weather like a brief 90-second visit with Senator Rand Paul, who's been on fire, and especially being on the right side of everything. I had this to say about scientific evidence and kids going back to school. He said,
scientific evidence has been overwhelming, not only now, but for months, that kids should be back in school. Even the most cautious of government experts is saying they should go back to school. Around the world, kids have been in-person learning for 9, 10 months, sometimes some of them never interrupted in-person schooling, without surges or without outbreaks. In my state, 3 different Christian schools, Louisville Christian Academy, Calvary Christian Academy in Covington, and Rose Hill Christian Academy in Ashland, have been in continuous school in person since last summer without significant outbreaks. The evidence is there, but maybe we need something even more to get people back in school. And the one thing I know that works is competition. So I've introduced today a bill called the School Act. The School Act says if you have Title I's that follow a poor child, they should follow the poor child wherever they want to go. If there's a school that will not open and will not teach them, the poor child can go to a private school, religious school, wherever they want to go, wherever they think their parents think there will be a better education, the child can take those funds and go there. I'm guessing when kids start flowing to other places, the schools will decide to open up. But right now, we don't have enough in-person learning in Kentucky, and I'm going to do everything I can to get the schools open.
Good for him.
Yeah.
What a good guy.
It's the unions. And, oh, you're sending us into a certain death and all this drama.
Yeah.
All right. Unions. Somebody who came to Baumhauer's last night to, I don't know, sweep Jesse Lynn off her feet.
Celebrate Jesse Lynn.
Yeah, I mean, that's the milestone, you know what I mean? Every time you, I've had friends and cousins and uncles in the music business, and you know what I mean? When you, the night you drop your album, it's always big, even the next night, you know what I mean? You usually try to do it at 12, I don't know why people start doing it at 12 at midnight, but that's kind of like been the going thing here lately, and you know what I mean? You want to be there for, it's exciting for them.
Yes.
I mean, no different than when you went and picked out that Corvette for the first time, you know? and Terry, I'm not saying that you, because I know it takes a lot to articulate stuff, but we can't say that Obama runs this when we know Vannevar Bush, you know what I mean, is one of the main key factors. And if you really want to start to know how things run, start with him.
Vannevar Bush has been dead for 30 years, man. You know that, right?
Yeah, but, you know what the secrets he held that he killed. I mean, I know how long he'll be. I'll tell you one thing that you can look at right now. The year he died, we never went back to the moon. Now, we went to space missions, but we never had another moon mission when he died. He controlled it. And he run the thing.
All I know is that Obama bought a house right down the street from the White House when he left office so he could be real close to what's going on. And I think that's... in my opinion, this is Obama 2.0.
Yes, sir. And then
Randall, I got Brad calling in, so I got to run.
Can you tell him where the thing come from in North Carolina, Terry?
We will do that. Thank you, Randall. Back with Brent in a moment.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. It's hard to improve on this weather pattern. For tonight, a little chilly, but not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, another dry day. High temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. There could be a few showers by late Friday night, but I think we're dry over the weekend. Lots of sunshine. High temperature in the middle 60s, both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mask in my car, in my Santa console, or the side of my door, it's covered in chewing gum.
I keep mine wrapped around the shift changer.
Mine's around the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Me too, so, and I still forget it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I have to turn around and walk back and get it.
All right, let's visit with our friend, Mr. Right on the Money, Brent McDonald from Invista Investors.
Advisors.
Invista Advisors.
There you go. That's easy to say.
I'm very concentrated on the first. I love the new name. I love the word Invista. It's.
I do too. I really do, man. It's a hopeful, happy name, and we're looking forward to using that for the foreseeable future, probably all the way to the end, man.
But I do have people calling and blaming me for the last couple of days on the market. Now that I am, and. An Invista
advisor.
Yeah, yeah, right. Let me ask you a question. This is something I actually did a little research on and saved just to ask you. Fed Chairman Powell, and you've been talking about, you when you were here Tuesday in studio, your concerns over inflation. And Powell today, is this, I don't know if he's trying to discourage states from reopening or what, but economic reopening could cause inflation to pick up, and they're blaming that comment. Because I think when we were on the air this morning, Dow was up 200. It was looking like a good day. Well, what's your take on this?
Yeah, well, listen, it's pretty simple. You know, the Fed chairman did speak today. You're exactly right. And he did address this whole talk of inflation, et cetera. But, you know, it's also what he didn't say. You know, people out there are really very afraid that this 10-year bond yield is going to get a little bit out of control. I mean, that's what caused all the market turbulence today. As a matter of fact, we saw the NASDAQ break clearly through the 100-day moving average. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind we are probably heading much lower on the NASDAQ. This is the thing we've been trying to tell people for a long time. But, you know, the other thing is that there's rumors on the street, you know, that the Fed is going to have to do something. You know, back in 08-09 in the financial crisis, about, I guess it was 2010, after they started the QE program, they got involved in what's called Operation Twist, which essentially is designed to force 10-year bond yields lower. And the way they do that is the Fed gets extremely active in the open market and becomes a buyer of treasuries just like any other institution. And with all of the firepower the Fed has, they can drive bond prices higher, bringing those yields back down and bringing them under control. He did not mention Operation Twist today. As I said, there was a rumor going around that he was going to mention something about this, and it did not happen. That's what caused the collapse in the market. As soon as he wrapped up that speech, you could see that 10-year bond yield really kick into gear, and there went the NASDAQ, you know, even the Dow, which was down roughly 650 points before it turned around. So the market is really grappling with the idea now, Greg, that this, all this free money and all this zero interest rate stuff eventually is gonna have to go away. Now, the Fed continues to say, it's possible we could see inflation as the economy rebounds. We believe that it's going to be transitory. They love that word. Us here at our firm, we don't see that. We don't believe that. We think that the 10-year treasury is well on its way to 2%. Matter of fact, I wish you could have heard my call with one of my good buddies who leads a very large hedge fund. He and I were on the phone around 4 o'clock, and we were talking about this with Jay Powell, and we were both just laughing our butts off because this is ridiculous. I mean, the market is clearly casting its vote. That this is for real. This inflation thing has got legs. We are coming out of the gate strong. This U.S. economy is ripping higher, and they're just kind of got their heads buried in the sand. It's going to be difficult for them, I think, the Fed, to really get this under control if they don't do something now. You know, this is why we caution people so many times. Don't get lulled into this stuff, this herd mentality, of not really understanding what you own or why you own it. Yeah. And, you know, as I said, some months back, we pretty much eliminated most of the exposure to technology in our portfolios, in the models that we manage. And we really pick certain sectors that we felt like were going to outperform the market, and all the money is moving from tech into energy, into financials, just like we kind of thought, and we see this continuing for some time.
I'll tell you what, you want to talk inflation, stop at the Shell station there on Taylor Road, across from AUM. Not mistaken, regular unleaded was $2.69 a gallon, and I found that very alarming. And of course, as gas prices go up, the price of everything goes up. It's got to be delivered. It's got to be trucked by gasoline-powered vehicles and on and on and on. And I'm wondering, we'll probably see some inflation that way unless something happens to put the brakes on this, no pun intended. But
yeah, it's incredible to me, you know, when you've got all of this supply chain disruption in almost every industry where you can't get raw materials, that at a time like that, when the economy is coming back online and Joe Biden shuts off, you know, a substantial portion of the energy supply here in the United States, all that shale oil just gets shut down and crude prices skyrocket right at a time when the economy needs this the most. It really blows my mind, I got to say.
It is baffling. It is baffling. Obviously, they're not interested in what's best for the American people for whatever reason. In the meantime, friends, you just heard a great example of Brandt in a ceaseless state of research looking for information that can help them help their clients plan their financial futures. The big picture. The vista of their own financial future. Invista Advisors, 3870094. Call, set up an appointment, and just have a conversation about your goals, where you'd like to be in a year, 5 years, and beyond that, and give them a chance to talk to you about plans. 3870094. Brandt, we thank you for your time.
Absolutely, buddy. And we got a big jobs number in the morning. If I've got some time, I'll try to call in, and we'll tee it up for everyone, see how we open.
We'll keep some time clear at the opening bell if you can.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Brent. Take care. It is 5:22.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident with injury. 1600 block of South Perry. Be careful there. A lot of emergency personnel headed that way. Also, 65 northbound at Mobile Highway, a disabled vehicle. Same thing, 85 south at Ann Street. 85 northbound at Taylor Road. That's congested. Invisible Fence also sells and installs doggy doors. Some even have security systems only allowing your pet inside. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
You know, we've been lectured and censored by Google. Oh, how about this? they took down President, still calling that, President Trump's CPAC speech. You can't access that.
Imagine
on YouTube.
Something
Who
else.
Who the fork do these people think they are?
Well, the first time I've ever seen it happen, a comic strip has been removed.
Yes.
Mallard Fillmore,
right.
You know,
over
transgenders.
Yeah, that and a play on words on President Space Cadet.
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of Berkeley Breathed and Bloom County and all of his work, and he only had one removed in those 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the cartoonists have carte blanche.
No coincidence.
They can skewer anything.
Canceled by Gannett.
Yep.
I believe that's the company.
That's right.
Owns,
correct.
Yeah.
But used to, they could, anything's free, it's open. Anything, they could skewer anything or anyone they wanted. Apparently that's not the case now.
The only thing, you know, I'll say one good thing for Gannett. Their newspaper in Indiana was the first place to pay me for publication.
Well, that's always going to be good. Something good to remember then.
Yeah. I mean, that was just something I wrote and walked over there, found the editor. She read it and
love
said,
it.
Okay, we'll take it. And it ran on the front page.
That's awesome.
And it's been downhill ever since.
Now
I'm in the back of magazines.
That's true.
Two stories today, one out of Mississippi, one out of Paterson, New Jersey. Charges filed against politicians for voter fraud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought there was no such thing as voter fraud. That's what they tell you on Facebook. You may even mention those two words and you get shaded and in a lecture.
Yep.
No such thing as voter fraud.
No, never happened.
Stop questioning elections. You terrible people, you.
Stop thinking for yourselves. People, what's wrong with you?
I believe you're going to see more of it.
525. I've had the good folks We've had, you know, sometimes it happens in threes, right? We've had Clark's out twice now in 2 weeks for plumbing issues, so there must be something else ready to let's go.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, we're prepared.
Good.
We always know who to call. Clark's at 277-2125. We have Clark's coming out in, I think, 2 weeks from Friday to check our AC for the hot weather season that's right around the corner.
Good idea.
But as a member, when you got a plumbing issue, they're on the way. It's not like, well, we'll try and get out there as soon as we can. They're on the way, and they have the best. Talented plumbers, great people. They're AC technicians. They hire the best, but they also look for that special quality, that endearing quality that makes them so great in terms of customer relations. When they're at somebody's house, whether it's a tune-up or a major repair, you're dealing with people that you'll feel very comfortable with in your home. And that starts with Rick and Bobby Clark. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Today is March 4th, Hug a GI Day. I tried this last year and it turned into, halt, you are not authorized to be on this military base, lie flat on your stomach and put your hands behind your back day. So if you plan to observe Hug a GI Day, it's best to get permission first.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm best equipped to beat Donald Trump. That's what your poll said.
Vice President Biden, why are you a better choice than your opponents?
I got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. In the sun. Covered up my legs. From the morning. I got hairy legs. Yeah, man. Watch the hair come back up again. I'm the guy with the best chance to win.
What time is that thing?
It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
Michael, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I really was the only white guy they really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I gonna do? Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women horse-faced lesbians. You could release women from those agreements immediately.
Maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Are you willing to release them?
Release them. These agreements were made consensually.
Yeah. I'm the only person on this stage that's
got hairy legs.
Seriously?
Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
We got other issues we're trying to get
Here's
to.
Here's the last point I want to make. My time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs.
We are a country where there are too many people that are obese.
I am scared.
Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith
that you're the one who can get this done now.
Because I'm the only one that...
Let's talk about math.
Okay, so here's the math.
Coldplay is the best fan.
Can I respond to the...
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
Joe said it right.
Here's the deal. Here's the look. I think it's important that on day one... Day one, I have more hair than anyone else.
I got hairy legs!
I don't care!
Yeah, that's right, you heard what I said! You heard what I said! I was a pretty darn good life, girl. I learned a lot!
We let this get out of control.
Been down in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with corn pop. And he sank every single shot.
Time is a thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
I got hairy legs. Bonafide
2020.
Everybody vote if you can. For your favorite woman or man. You can stream this track from Japan to Finland.
Get the song here. Have a great day and a great life. And don't forget to wear a life jacket and play zone defense against corn pop.
I got hairy legs.
That's the one thing I have in common with Joe Biden. I kicked corn pop's ass. It is 5:31. I wanted to check the date that we put that in, and that does go back to pre-election day,
mm-hmm.
and that's before right. the virus.
That's right.
From a happier time. Sometimes you look back and you're shocked at how long something's been in the system. Joe Biden's hairy legs. Nobody was disturbed by that, were they? 5:31, and Tom is on the phone at 272-9228.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I'd like to ask a question about the pipeline the man was talking about a little while ago. Well, I thought, I thought the gas companies own that the government don't.
If the government doesn't what?
I mean, all right, the pipeline that closed down and the gas is going up real high. Who owns the pipeline? I thought the people in the gas and oil business put that through there, and the government didn't. I might be wrong. I didn't think the government had anything to do with that.
Only from the regulatory power of the EPA. I believe that pipeline involved private investment and companies that once they had permission to do it from President Trump, started it, and it's a far better way to move oil from Canada to where it needs to go here than railroad cars, which can't.
Yeah, I know the guy. That guy. He owned a company that Warren I used Buffett. To work for.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah, that's it. He owned the Kirby Company
Ohio. They can bitch about climate change and all the rest of it all they want. It's got nothing to do with that. Yep. It's money. And it's money from big donor.
That just don't make no sense. All these people out here that's out of jobs on account of this virus. I mean, I'm retired. I don't work. Just go get food.
Some official in the Obama White House made another dismissive comment about all these unemployed energy workers to go find jobs putting
solar panels together.
But there was a new one today that was even more obnoxious than that. But that's how they think. They don't give a rat's ass about the individual.
I was just wondering if these gas companies, oil companies, was that big, how in the heck could the government shut them down? They ought to be raising hell.
You would think so.
We can ask our friend David Blackman Saturday morning. If you can listen Saturday morning around 7:30, we'll ask David Blackman, who has spent his life in the oil business, about everything you just raised.
Right now.
What?
We just need a good assassin.
Assassin.
Well,
I got you.
We won't ask, though, who you had in mind.
Thanks. No, I don't want to know.
Because I don't need the grief.
No, I don't want to go to jail. I really don't want to go to jail.
What does that say? Oh, by the way, here's good news for North Carolina smokers.
I've always smoked.
I've never seen you smoke.
Oh, yeah. Well, big smoker. I gave it up for a while, but it was too tough. You know, I haven't got the willpower.
Oh, I don't like this one bit.
Well, I can't stop now. I'm addicted. They got a hold of me.
That's from an episode of Seinfeld. Smokers in North Carolina will now qualify to receive the vaccine sooner. So chubby people and smokers have been moving up the charts, the priority charts. Are you going to get the vaccine?
No. That's my line in the sand. Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Neither am I. Although I've been told that if you refuse to get it, an employer can fire you.
Yeah. You can, they can, you, to me, it's the biblical mark of the beast. Nothing can be bought or sold without it. I'm not going down that road.
Well, yeah, it starts with, well, you can't travel unless we know you got this.
That's right.
And then it just grows from, it always starts out innocently enough.
Yes, it
or
does.
In a practical way that most people will, the sheep will say, okay, nothing to see here.
They do that and they compartmentalize things.
Yeah.
Where one thing by itself's not so bad, but once it combines with something else that's not so bad, they become very bad.
It metastasizes into an absence of freedom.
Excellent. Well said.
I don't know how I manage that at this point in the day because it's 5:36.
Metastasize.
You're
that's
brilliant.
A word. That's
oh, is that what it is?
Word.
Yes.
Metastasize is a very good word.
5:36. See, I can't tell time, but.
But you can say metastasize.
Good with words. Georgia Floors Direct would love to have you stop by if you are looking to do some type of flooring improvement, whether you want to redo a room or your entire house, you want to have the carpeting yanked out and replaced with a hardwood, a laminate, or a tile. Mm-hmm. They do it all, and everything they have in that giant warehouse on the boulevard is at a wholesale price, straight from the manufacturers. And it's not a place where unwanted flooring goes to die. This is not a shelter for flooring that people hate. This is fashionable styles, first-rate, best. The difference is Georgia Floors Direct receives it straight from the manufacturers. No middlemen, no jobbers, no nothing. So everything is wholesale priced. Next benefit, not beyond the wholesale price, they have their own team of installers. I know somebody that bought flooring at a box store. Deeply regretted it. Within days after installation, the laminate that was put in started to warp. Well, he went back to the store and said, hey, he even brought pictures. Look at what happened. Well, we can't help you with that. You're going to have to call the contractor who put that in. And it was a nightmare. It took months to get that situation fixed. In the meantime, he got stuck looking at a warped floor in his house. That's not going to happen with Georgia Floors Direct. It's them from the minute you walk in the door till the minute you're standing over your beautifully installed flooring at home. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and that's a big reason why they've been there for over half a century, because they do it right. At 5:38,
in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident 85 southbound right before the interchange. Another one 85 northbound before Forest Avenue, and they're still working that accident with injury 1600 block of South Perry. From a simple patient transport to life and death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Businesses that run like clockwork establish routines they trust. That's why over 1 million companies rely on Cintas. We'll help you protect employees and customers with essential safety supplies, inspect your fire protection systems and devices, hygienically launder your uniforms, and keep you well-stocked with the leading hand sanitizers and disinfecting wipes. Learn how Cintas can help you open your doors with confidence.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days' worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero, medication managed.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Governor Ivey's mask mandate has been extended until April 9th for the last time. She says she will not extend it after that date. She also says the seating limits at restaurant tables are now lifted, along with allowing a maximum number of 2 visitors to nursing homes and hospitals. Senior citizen centers can allow outdoor gatherings. Summer camps are allowed to open. This Saturday, the Montgomery Biscuits are hosting a kickball tournament to benefit the Brantwood Children's Home in Montgomery. Masks are required, as well as temperature checks. There will also be a live performance from local bands sold out. The tournament kicks off Saturday at 10 a.m. For ticket information, go to alabamanews.net. Alabama lawmakers have rejected legislation that would give cities and counties the opportunity to take down Confederate monuments and relocate them elsewhere. An Alabama House committee did not advance the bill that would revise 2017 Alabama Memorial Preservation Act. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's hard to improve on this weather pattern. For tonight, a little chilly, but not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, another dry day. High temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. There could be a few showers by late Friday night, but I think we're dry over the weekend. Lots of sunshine. High temperature in the middle 60s, both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding competent people because people that would be good fits are collecting state unemployment and $400 a week from the federal government.
Exactly.
Which adds up to a livable existence. Yeah. If you're so inclined to want to sit in your butt and do nothing, you know, not go out and earn your living. It's been a real challenge. I know several. You're looking for people at Adams Motorsports.
We are. We're looking for a technician and we're looking for someone in parts.
Apply if you want to work for great people.
Yep. We are good people. We treat our employees the way we want to be treated. It's different with us. You'll see.
I can vouch for this, too. It's 5:45, and we now welcome Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Yep, that kind of unemployment money has definitely affected entry-level positions.
Being able
to find people to hire.
Big time.
Yeah, you know, the only people you can hire, and I'm not kidding, some of the temp agents are bringing, like, people with prior felonies and all that kind of stuff. So it's a mess right now. And has been for a year. I made a mint today. I wanted to get in and talk to Brent about how I killed it today. I sold all my Dr. Seuss books and all my Mr. Potato Heads on eBay, and I made a mint.
There you go.
Ain't it amazing? I once again saw yet another commentator say Dr. Seuss will be a big theme in the 2022 election. It's the target they picked that was a step too far.
That's really stupid. And they went after him because of some of the post-World War II stuff that had Asians in it.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, but, I mean, so you couldn't even play half of the Frank Capra stuff, you know, Why We Fight films and all that kind of stuff. You know, and the amazing thing to me is you should see the racist propaganda they used against Americans. The Germans had all the American GIs raping German women. I mean, it was like and the Japanese.
It happens in wars, you know. It just does.
Well, the difference was the Japanese actually did it to people.
Yeah, you know,
so Chinese. If you want to go read Flyboys.
They were brutal people.
They, they absolutely were brutal to people they captured. Yeah. Well, heck, go watch what was the movie? Unbroken. Yeah. So, I mean, that gives you a good idea of what's happening in prisoner war camp. You know, and I'm not saying it's fair to dehumanize people. It's not. And that's what you get when you do dehumanize people. You get Japanese prisoner war camps where they torture people. And you get German prisoner war camps where they torture people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's the same as the cat in the hat.
No, they don't compare.
No.
Do they?
No.
I mean, just how foolish is that, you know?
Pretty stupid.
I mean, if you get bad out of shape about a Mr. Potato Head, you got bigger problems in life.
You are correct, sir, as always.
So, anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. Everybody have great. It's beautiful out here right now.
It is. Beautiful day.
So, yeah. So, hey, enjoy your 2 weeks of spring.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Really.
Thanks, Chad.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Listener Scott Sumner sends through Facebook message, I-85 north of Taylor Road backed up. I got off on Taylor. It's backed up on Middling. Something going on there. At 5:48.
Wow.
The bus to camp 6 o'clock is almost pulled in. Cooter.
Hey.
What's up?
Terry said he's looking for somebody. I'm looking for a job.
Come on, baby.
I need someone where I can just sit around and look good and get paid a lot for it.
Well, you want to do what I do.
Any jobs like that over there?
No, sir.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I missed a lot of y'all's show today.
I was even sorrier.
I was in the hospital at base, in the pharmacy area. And I lost my earbuds when I got out of my truck, so I couldn't run my radio in there.
Damn it, Cooter.
And my wife says she saw some lady coming along and picked something up off the sidewalk. I guess it was my earbuds that are gone.
Oh, there's that quote I saw earlier. Coal miners can go find jobs mining materials that go into batteries.
Well, yeah, that's
I want to punch
happen.
That smug little muck.
Energy
secretary. China's the only place they can mine that, isn't it?
Well, China's buying up the countries where all these minerals reside, particularly a lot of them in South America, which is the scary thing.
Hey, hope you guys have a blessed evening.
Thanks, Cooter.
Appreciate it. And Doc Pershing.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, man.
Well, I was going to tell you, I did go ahead and get the Pfizer jab, and then I followed up with it 3 weeks later with the second one, and my motivation was... by going to see my 90-year-old dad up in Indiana, and I just didn't want to come dragging anything in with me.
Right. Has he been able to get the shot up there?
Yeah, he got it pretty easily because Indiana opened it up to elderly right after they opened it up from healthcare workers. So he's probably had it for a month now. But my watchdog's sister just really wasn't going to let him have any visitors, even though he lives in his own house and does quite well. He just didn't want any visitors unless they were inoculated or whatever you might call it. But the question I have to pose is, I'm taking my staff down to Puerto Rico for a staff trip that we do every year if we can. And it says that you have to have a proof of a negative test within 72 hours before you depart. Does anybody have any idea how to do that?
You can get one at AFC, American Family Healthcare, and East Chase.
Yeah, any of the doc
like
in
that.
Boxes.
Yeah, the doc in the boxes can get that for you.
But it's $129 to pay each way, is that right? Or does the insurance cover, or do you have no idea?
My insurance covered most of mine, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you get the swab type where they told you
yes,
right away?
Yes, and I waited, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have any ill effects from it, and I also had another motivation. As you know, when you're a chiropractor, you're not 6 feet away from the patient. You're 10 inches, and so. And I'm over 65, and I'm a little bit chunky, so I just felt like that would be the right thing for me.
Cool.
Good for you, Doc. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
You take care
of yourself. Okay, Greg. All right. Thank you.
We heard the I word when we were talking to Brad McDonald earlier, being inflation. And one of the things that you're going to start to see creeping up in the days ahead are mortgage interest rates.
Yep.
This is the day. Call them now at 409-9300 to touch base with Mortgage Capuano, whether you're interested in refiing, taking a 30-year, converting it to a 15. Interest rates are going to be moving up in the days ahead.
True.
The sooner you call, the better the rate you're going to get, as they are emerging from all-time lows. Nobody busts their butt harder to get you done, whether you're looking to buy a house or refi, than Morris. This is what he lives to do. He's got decades of experience, and he's got the perfect temperament for whether you're a 40th time home buyer or a first. He's the perfect guy to connect with. That's 409-9300. He's with Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. Tell them you heard about it here, too. And thank you.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working those two accidents on 85 southbound side right before the interchange, 85 northbound at Jackson Hospital. Also 85 northbound out there around East Chase. It's bottlenecking. That'll slow you down. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the East Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Oswalt's Southern Lifestyle Store on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office. And also a school. And a gym. And a store. A movie theater. A bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Superfast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
You know, I spent a lot of time since the election unsubscribing from anything connected with the GOP mm-hmm. or the Republican Party, but not the Alabama GOP, not yet anyway. And I was just got a note, and at first I got excited. Evening with Kristi Noem.
Oh, man.
The governor of South Dakota, who has been phenomenal.
Oh, she's pretty, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She is absolutely presidential timber. She would kick Kamala Harris's ass.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm thinking, you know what? It'd be worth a donation to the Alabama GOP
uh-huh.
to see her.
Yeah, it would.
It's a Zoom thing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
As much as I love her, and I'm sure we'll hear more, I'm not paying for a Zoom.
No, I've got to be right there with her, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's what she wants from me.
I guarantee.
I just hope, you know, I went to one of these events years ago. Alan West was the speaker.
She's not as pretty as she is.
No, but Alan West was a hot commodity at the time.
Yeah, he was. He still is.
I'm thinking this is around 2010 or 11.
Yeah.
And I got to chat with him privately for a bit. And then, I don't know what happened to him. He just kind of vanished.
He's the head of the Texas GOP, I believe, currently.
I don't want him in on the floor of the House or the Senate kicking butt. He's got that in him.
Yes, he does.
So I thought for sure we'd be seeing him in a prominent role.
President Trump has 2 CPACs that you can give to, and I'll find out what they are and have that information for you tomorrow.
All right.
Cool.
That is great. You're staying, aren't you, Mr.
Yes,
Adams?
Sir, I am, Mr. Budell, sir.
But we thank you.
Thank you for the invite.
So, everybody, that means me and Rosie. We're going to ski down a little bit. And I'm back in the morning with the Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, and Jesse Lynn. Terry, Rusty, and David, next have a great night, and thanks for touching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A powerful magnitude 8.1 earthquake has struck in the ocean off New Zealand, prompting thousands of people to evacuate and triggering tsunami warnings across the South Pacific. The quake was the largest in a series of tremors that struck the region over several hours Friday, including 2 earlier quakes that registered magnitude 7.4 and magnitude 7.3. While the quakes triggered warning systems and caused traffic jams and some chaos in New Zealand as people scrambled to get to higher ground, they didn't appear to pose a widespread threat to lives or major infrastructure. That's because of the remoteness of where they hit. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 345 points, the NASDAQ dropped 274, the S&P 500 lower by 51, but oil continued to climb.